Good morning, Inge.
Good morning, Miriam.
How are you?
Heaven on earth.
That's good. You are a member of Resident Assembly Service and you're a really actually active member. And on 29th of the retreat, the action group had a meeting, yeah? All the groups had a meeting and they want to share the update with us. For today is planned a meeting, but it's a different meeting, and I came to realize that is, although I thought it's gonna be sharing of updates of action group, it's gonna be something that totally else.
Yes.
Can you tell me what that will be, that mysterious thing happening in amphitheater or Matrimandir?
We, Mandakini and myself, after this meeting which we had with all the action groups together to share their activities and what they are planning and what they are needing, everybody in the room felt if we present this to the wider community, we have to find a way to make it touchable, to make it receivable, to make it joyful, and to make it interesting for the people to also to support the Way Forward 2018 initiative, which came out of the retreat 2015. Mm-hmm. So when Mandakini and myself got the task to think how to prepare this meeting in another way, we felt very lonely and very alone and not at all possible to think on something. So we came out with the idea, let's give out a call to the mother to receive her idea how we can change our way of holding meeting, not only this meeting, meetings at all, how we can connect to us as Aurovillians, how we can find ways to share
to
our knowledge.
To be a collective level. To change from yes. I to we. Yeah?
Exactly. To change from I to we.
Good, yeah.
So we got the idea to ask the Matrimandir group if we can have the space and the entrance where the Matrimandir gardens were presented. So we know we have to change the place to get these ideas, and we know we have to change the way how to handle it. Mm-hmm. So the idea was let's try Matrimandir. And first we thought, oh my God, are we mad to ask Matrimandir for this? But we got in 2 hours' time mm-hmm. a feedback from them, yes, do it. Mm-hmm. And don't do it there in the entrance, do it in the amphitheater. Uh-huh. Receive the call where you can receive as much as you can. Uh-huh. So we got the space. And Mandakini and myself felt, wow, that's a sign. So what we have to respect there is peace and silence, and to find a way, to find new ways.
How to communicate?
How to communicate, and how to use other parts of us, other senses of us, which is not only the mind, somehow the spirit, the psychic, what we do all in our private corners, let's do it one time trying to put it together mm-hmm. in this collective space of the Matrimandir and in the amphitheater. So we had the idea to invite. It's a very short notice. We are very sorry, but it is like it is. Auroville is like this. And the invitation is to hold a collective space in silence. We are receiving inspirations as individual members of a collective aspiration. We are sharing it, if somebody wants, in noting it down on a colorful paper. You can share this paper to bring it to the center, or you keep it for you, whatever you feel. It's a personal work. And then you go back always in silence, in silence, in silence. But you share if you want your ideas, you put your paper in the center. And if you feel after some time, it can be after 5 minutes, it can be after 1 hour, it can be after 2 hours, you feel that you would like to talk about something which mm-hmm. is already in the stage of coming closer to the conscious of doing, you just move your body to the viewing point area where we have some stones there where we can talk it out. It's just a few meters away, but you mm-hmm. keep the possibility for others to keep in contemplation and silence, and whoever feels ready to talk and to come to action, go to the other space. And there I will sit and we work it out, actually working out how to hold this next meeting, which is planned for the 19th of September. It's a Saturday.
Next week.
If it is a full day, if it is a half day, and what will happen on this day, we have no idea. We only think it has to happen to bring the energies together and to inform the community what came out of the retreat 2015. So this is the idea. It's for us also very challenging and very new.
And sure, I mean, it can really, it probably shouldn't be limited by the time because it's a process, yeah?
Yes, yes, it's just a start, you're right.
And I'm a little bit confused in that one because it's like you're supposed to share the action group updates, but all the residents are invited, yeah? Which means that not the action group only, it's thinking about the new way how to communicate and also explore the other dimensions of communication, but that also the community itself shift to another level.
Yes.
True?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes. This meeting topic, activities out of the retreat, is just the topic. What is important is the behavior, is the structure, is the way of doing it. Then later it can be done in whatever topic we have. Mm. Topics is for me not the issue. The problems are not the issue. For us to be together.
The way how we're dealing with that.
Yes, because it is challenges.
Because the retreat groups, anyhow, they got really negative connotation in the community. Unfortunately, although I'm pretty sure the people really try hard to
yes.
change something, but it's still the passivity or let's say apathy of
yes.
the majority of community is very much present.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah?
You're right.
So out of that, maybe today we can do something totally different for sure.
Yes, yes. And let's see how we can all together water this, give water to this process because it is our process. Huh? It's our wish which came from inside also from us mm-hmm. to change something in our way of being together.
But on a collective, I mean, I personally do really miss because we do not celebrate together. We do not celebrate anymore together.
Yeah.
And collectively we are poor, but individuals are getting extremely rich and this
yes.
is also not
yes.
not fair.
Yes.
An exploitation of bioregion.
Yes.
Population is also getting higher and higher, although mothers clearly said no personal servants.
Yes, know? Yes, yes. You mean
and
on the material
so
level,
things,
yes.
Yeah, there are so
yes,
many things which are really materialized or let's say expressed on the way one would never expect it.
No,
you know?
No. But if you see what we have materialized and what we personally actually longing for is not often matching. So perhaps we can just come closer for what we are longing for, and then the what we have materialized will change. Will change automatically, because if we are more on this true servants, we will not do some actions which we do now because we are not conscious about what, in which, out of which fear or greed we are doing some actions, and we are creating an environment which is not necessarily based on the best side of us.
No.
So let's see. Let's see how we...
It's yes. a painful... As recently one of yes. the really older villains said, it's a painful display of really lower vital beings.
Yes, yes.
Although they think they are spiritual and it's kind of painful. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, it's painful, but the pain helps us perhaps to see it so clearly. It's so painful that I think everybody feels the pain. We have to see, to take it as a healing process. Mm. It's good that we have created it. It's nothing bad. It was at this time correct to build up something, to bring the base. But now we are ready for the next step. Let's enjoy, joyful, the next step. And this will correct all these small waves, which is a little bit uneven here, a little bit uneven here. We have to deep in the ocean, to go deep.
But and it's really time that we shift from I to we, no?
Yeah, from I to we, yes. It's we, instead of I. Yeah. But it's easy, because in individuals, we have done it.
Inge, maybe you know the answer, because I'm still perplexed by the fact that actually outside there are more and more sprouting communities with spiritual communities where it's pretty clear from the day one that is a body of we, not I. And there are so many souls which are opening and trying the other dimensions. And here it seems like we are staggering way behind. You have any idea why?
I feel our target, our vision is higher. So we have to go also...
We have to go lower first.
Lower first. Because we have to really to come to know what is really in us, stopping us really every second, how I'm treating my amma, how I'm using my bike, I need
why
this.
Why having amma?
Sorry?
Why having amma?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All this stuff has to be really experienced. And then as deep as you can go in your other side, and then you can just take the aspiration, hold out the hand, and she will come from the top and she will lift us up. We have a fully other mission, vision, than the normal way of just solving here a small community, here a smaller community. We want to be the research center for the world. It's just something fully else, on a fully other level.
Yeah, I agree with that, but it's really a paradoxical.
Yeah, but it just shows how good we are already manifesting the other side. So now we have only to take the same energy to put it on the other side.
And are we have ready?
Yes. Whenever I talk to personal in 1111, I get thousands. But whenever I bring them together,
that doesn't,
because
that
this is the next
out.
Step. This is the next step.
Okay, so
to have trust also in the collective that we can share, we can be open.
You talk of something trust. So
yes.
We still live in a fear, right?
Yes. Because this is a basic nature, huh? How we create trustful environment for everybody, how the administration, what we are building up, is just supporting that collective spirit can grow. How to build up this as an example for the world with all these different nations what we have. This is a wonderful task. And we are now ready just to bring this to the other. And it will happen overnight and we will be all astonished, as per my understanding. So let's
see. It's actually, you got a point there, because shifts do happen over the night.
Without our efforts,
over the night.
Just by being, really being
that way.
A servant, really a divine servant, the other part will be handled from other energies which we have not even thinking access to, but they are there. We just have to let them come through us. We are only the vessel.
Yeah, but we are tools, yeah.
But we are not only individual tools, we are a collective tool what she has created. A collective tool to receive. Let's enjoy this.
Okay. So we're coming together today at 4:30 at Matri Mandir Amphitheater.
Yes.
And as I said, there would be a time to be there.
Yes.
Be part of one body.
Yes.
And out of that, maybe some thoughts will come out, right?
And maybe,
which need to be expressed on the paper, keep it for yourself or share it with others.
Yes.
And later you said by the stones would be possible also to talk.
To talk. And not to talk, only just to talk what can be done and done on the next day or on the same evening. Because we have to...
Tomorrow it's the entry policy.
For example,
general meeting, yeah.
Come there with another spirit, come there to support the process, come there to be open. Whatever comes out of this will be a change in this moment. Even if I'm alone there, I know the change will happen.
And are you planning to be there alone? No.
Let's see who comes.
Okay. Thank you a lot.
Thank you. Thank you, Miriam. And thank you, Audible Radio.